All right, for those of you who are not frequent attenders here, this is a regular planning and zoning meeting. It's actually a special meeting. It's out of sequence. There are no public hearings at this meeting. There is no public testimony taken at this meeting, but it is indeed a public meeting, and you are welcome to stay here and observe everything we do and say. And with that, we'll proceed with our other business, which our first item is the resort at Massey's Landing, conditional use number 1963, site plan on Long Neck Road.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 291-unit campground. It's located on 50.83 acres. The conditional use was approved December 9th of last year with 24 conditions. Those conditions are noted and depicted on the site plan. There are 216 sites for recreational vehicles, 70 for park models, and 5 tent sites. Each RV and park model lot contains a minimum of 2,000 square feet. The 5 tent spaces contain 10,890 square feet. The amenities include a propane charging station, a pavilion, an aquatic and golf cart rental center, temporary parking for RV check-in, a general store, a welcome center with administrative offices, swimming pool, cafe, and snack bar, 5 bathhouses, nature center, activities lodge, a lodge meeting center, conference and retreat center, a beach lounge barbecue and cafe bar, a dog care center, a dart bus stop, 2 interior crab and fishing piers, and a dog park. Sewer will be provided by the county through the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Water will be provided by the Long Neck Water Company. The final record plan would need to include the wetlands and appropriate statement. The flood zone areas would need to be depicted on the final plan. We provided you a copy of the preliminary plan, a copy of the proposed park rules and regulations, and a letter explaining how condition number 17 was determined, and that's in reference to the dwelling within 400 feet. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, then. Mr. Johnson, this lies in your...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Abbott, how many lots were they originally planning to have when they came to us in the first place?
Whoops. Sorry.
I think it was over 300. I think it was over 300, wasn't it, Lawrence?
I think so.
That's what I thought. I was looking over the original materials that you presented, and I was just trying to get a sense of how many sites you lost in meeting the requirements that was set forth by both this commission as well as the council primarily.
Mr. Johnson, for the record, Jim Fuqua, I represent the applicant. The your original recommendation and the actual approval was for 322.
That's good.
All right. Okay.
Because, at least I wanted to go on. Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. I wanted to go on record to show that the difference between those that originally were proposed and those that wound up as a result of their meeting the requirements with a big concern that was raised by council, the 200 feet from the adjoining housing units. So, Mr. Chairman, based on the information that was presented to us for the request for the preliminary site plan approval, and based on the information that was in the record in the original public hearing, I move that we grant preliminary approval for the resort at Massey's Landing, also known as conditional use number 1963.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the resort at Massey's Landing, conditional use number 1963, site plan on Long Neck Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.